Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Tov Reish Tzadi. Hey, we're in the middle of Siv Beis. After talking about the mitzvah of Chayiv Inish, we're in the middle of 321, moving on to page 322, still talking about the Suda of Purim. Says the Ramah, we're in the, smack in the middle of the Ramah after Echad Amar Bevech, and Amami Vel Yishichavit Libu L'Shamayim, talking about the mitzvah of drinking. Says over here, the Ramah, the Ein Lis Anus B'Purim. One is not allowed to fast on Purim. Milvad Tanis Cholom, unless he's doing a Tanis Cholom, which without getting into now, nowadays we are not knowing to do Tanis Cholom. So therefore, everyone should be not fasting on Purim. V'ayim also in Tavkuf Sadi Chaz, v'sim in Tavkuf V'ayim, where he talks about Tanis Cholom. Yeshe Nagu, Lil Bosh Big Day Shabbos Yom Tov V'Yom Tov V'Purim V'chei Nachum. We saw it in the Mishnah earlier on. I said it's mentioned in the Ramah over here. Once again, one should be wearing nice clothes on Purim. We talked about the Minyan Yeshiva over here. During the Megillah reading Tefillah, you wear nice clothes. During the Mesiba, during the Sa'uda, you can wear your costumes and stuff like that. V'chei Nachum, and that is the correct thing to do. V'noagin la'asos Sudas Purim la'achar Mincha. The minag is to do Sudas Purim after Mincha. That means you daven Mincha first, and then you do go ahead and do Sudas Purim. V'arvisi palu b'layla, and amarv you'll daven later on at night after one sobers up. U'mis pali Mincha t'chilo b'od hayom gadol. You daven Mincha first. B'od hayom gadol. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. So you can't test katalei Rabbi Shem Ashla. Hamishmuach mishasad b'sura b'shachris. The Shlot and the Eli Rabba, they bring down that it's better to do the Suda and Shachris. That is not the minhag of most. Most follow the Ramah over here, and they do the Suda after davening Mincha in the afternoon on Purim. Okay, so it says over here, Misa Mincha Tchil V'Odei Yamagadol V'Rova Suda Tzrichel Yos B'Yom. Now the Ramah is talking about the minhag that people started the Suda. They would have the whole day. They want to do Mishloach Manos and Talos Avionim. They would be Yosek and all these mitzvahs. They want to have the good Suda, but they would start the Suda a few minutes before Shkia, and then they would start the Suda, and then they would go into the nighttime. Says the Ramah, that's not necessarily the best idea. He says, "V'rova Suda tzrichlios b'yom." The Rova Suda should at least be during the day of Purim. V'lo kimoshe noagim lahatchil somach la'erev. Not like those who are knowing to start the Suda's Purim right before nightfall. V'ikra Suda ilal tazvav and the Ikra Suda. He's talking about the people of Yudalad, turns into Lil Tesvah. Okay? Not to do that way. You should have the Ikr Suda during the day. Sounds like from the Ramah, we'll talk about it in a couple minutes, that you could go into the night, after Purim. Says the Ramah in the Hemshech, Ukshachal Purim b'yom shishi. When Purim falls out on Yom Shishi, like this year, he's talking right now about the Yudaliniks. Okay, when it falls out on Yom Shishi, so now you have a problem to do, start the Suda. In the afternoon, you're gonna get into Shabbos. So what does the Ramah say? Says the Ramah over here, you should do like the Shlosh said before, Yaseh Suda B'Shachas V'Shun Kvod HaShabbos. Dafka, when it falls on Yom Shishi, so therefore, according to the Ramah, all those who live in unwalled cities this year, when it falls on Yom Shishi, they should be having their Suda of Purim at Shachas, because of the Kavod HaShabbos, in order that you finish in time, do preparation for Shabbos, so you don't get into Chas HaShalom Chil Shabbos. Okay? Now. Says the Ramah over here, Misha wrote to Lassos, tell me b'shacharis oshus b'yadu. Someone who always wants to do it in the morning, he has a shus to do it. Fine. Yesh omri. Sheyesh ta'chol machal zir onim in Purim. There's certain things that people have in minhag to eat on Purim, and that is certain types of seeds on Purim. Zechel is zir onim shachal Daniel v'chavir of Bavel. Zecher to the seeds that Daniel v'chavir of ate in Bavel. Okay? Now, what in the world does that have to do with Megillah Esther? That's a good question. Okay, and the Shemura does to the point, honestly, on your base, become Esther achla zeronim. Oh, by the way, Esther also ate zeronim. Can Amir appear common to Megillah? V'yishaneh l'tov, she'achilara zeronim. Things turn out well for us when we eat zeronim. So therefore, Suda Purim, we also, some people eat zeronim also on Purim. Fine. Says the Ramah in the Hemshech, tov la'asok me'at b'torah kodim she'yat chila suda. One should be osik a little bit in Torah before you start the Suda. V'samech l'davar la'yudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'darshinan. Ora, zu Torah. We talked about tefillin already. We talked about milo from that pasuk. Ora is referring to Torah, and therefore you have to make sure they're also osik in the Torah. Unfortunately, there's not so much time on Purim that people have. You have all these Baruch Hashem, great binag. You have a lot of these kolol Mordechais, they call them, whatever they're called, that they have a couple hours of limud on Purim. It's a beautiful thing. Ora is the Torah, but at least before the Suda or during the Suda, to be osik in Torah a little bit. We'll come back to all these ideas soon. V'semach l'davar yedim ha'idavar v'simcha v'darshin ora is the Torah. V'chayev v'mishta v'simcha k'tas v'beiv yom yodal v'tezvav. You're chayiv and mishnah and simcha a little bit on both days, both yadalad and Tezvav, meaning also for Tezvav, for those who are from on walled cities, and also on Yudalad for those who are in walled cities. That's going to be easy this year, because anyways, Yudal, we're doing extra things this year already. V'yesh Omrim, then the Ramah says, Dim Hizik Echad Es Chaveru. If one damages his friend on Purim, Mikach Simchas Purim, through the Simcha of Purim, Potter Milashalim. He is Potter Milashalim, since it's part of the Simcha of Purim. If you damage your friend on Purim, says the Ramah, you're going to be Potter. Vayim B'chosh Mishpah B'dinin Ezekin. Look in Chosh Mishpah B'dinin Ezekin. Once again, now let's go through this Ramah piecemeal. Number one, we saw already that the Tzuda over here has to be a Choshev Tzuda. It's supposed to be a bread Tzuda, like Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl brings down over here in Dibur HaMaskel. Tzudas Purim. Okay, Tzuda over here, B'tzarech Lechol B'tzudas Upas. We'll get back to Birkas Al-Nizim in a couple of minutes. Fine. Roma wrote over here, Rova Suda Tzarech Liyot Bayom. Okay? Therefore, we saw it, Meduyek, even from the Roma. As long as you have Rova the Suda during the day, it can still go into the night, and you can be Chogeg also at night after Purim. Comes though Moreno V'Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl, in Dibur HaMaskel V'Rov, he says, that's Dafka for Yedalaniks going into Tezvah. Why? Because it's still a shtickel Purim. Okay, so your dalit starts in the afternoon, and they also want to be chogig at night. Okay, we saw already you're supposed to be misameach also on Tezvot. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl. V'rov b'mukafim ein tam lamshich asur laila. For mukafim chomah for Yerushalmi. Okay, only Tezvot. There's really no reason to go into the nighttime. Tezayin is nothing. Okay? It doesn't make sense to go ahead and start a little before and go at the Iker Zman is, the only Zman, says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl. But important for us is only on Tezvav. There's no Indian at all going into the night, unlike many are knowing even here. And I'll say even Kal V'chomer this year, where we're already at Tezayin when we're having the Sudas Purim, going to Yud Zayin, is mamish nothing. Okay? You're talking about nothing over here. Our Sudas not even on Tezvav this year. There's Tezayin. To go into the nighttime, there's really no, okay, it's not the minhag, I know, but that's what Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl has to say over here. Now, says the Ramah over here, like this year, when it falls out on Yudal, this could happen, when it falls out on Friday, this year Yudal falls out on Friday, there are some years that Tezvav falls out on Friday, he says that we're here supposed to have the Suda in the morning. There is though the sheet of the Meiri, for those who have learned the beginning of Ari Psachim, in other places, Jonathan talks about Poris Mapa Makadish. If someone forget about Purim, just as someone was having a Suda Friday afternoon, and whoops, he forgot his watch, and he realizes it's already Knesset Shabbos. So there's something concept called Poris Mapa Makadish. You just basically put out a spread, and you make a new kin, and you start Kiddush, and you start like a continuation of the same Suda that you had from Friday. Says the Meiri, on Purim, that's the best way of doing it. Don't have the Suda in the morning. Have the Suda in the afternoon like every other year, and you just prepare, and you go into Shabbos, Poris, Mapa, Umekadosh. And therefore, some have the minig to do this. I know Rav Golvik Shlita from YU used to say that this is how he would do on this year, that he would go directly into Shabbos. I believe Moreno Rav Katz Shlita also, I don't know if he does it himself, but he is bad such a concept if one wanted to do it. However, on the other side, Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted Elicha Shlomo Yotes Chavav, it is also Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl holds, do not go ahead and do this. You should do like the Ramah over here and have the Suda during the daytime, because it's extremely complicated. You have to learn the Sugya Be'in in order to understand what yes to do. There's a lot of sveikas, and to know you're getting yourself into a lot of complicated shilas by being Poris Map and Makadish. We actually learned it earlier in Hilchos Shabbos. We saw over there was a whole thing. Yes, Ritzei, not Ritzei. The coast is of wine. There's a whole Gansa tumult of what to do in a case when someone is Poris Map and Makadish, not to get in a... Also, you can see how this might come to be a tzatz, zilzul Shabbos if one goes out and do it. So not everyone is so excited about following this Meiri. Okay? The Ramah over here told us that it's good to be lasuk b'Torah like Yayidum Haisa Ora Zu Torah. Okay? Rav Shlomo Zalman had the minuk that he would go ahead and be, I done a little bit of what? Hilchos Pesach. Why is he learning Hilchos Pesach? Chasudas Purim is Shloshim Yom, called him Lechag. So Mekayim, all the dinim over here, showing you have a little Helchos Pesach at the Suda in order to Mekayim the din over the Ramah over here, and also Shloshim Yom, called him Lechag. Very beautiful. And the last thing over here the Ramah said, which we all a little smirk over here, it says, go ahead, damage your friend on Purim, no problem. The one that you gotta get back at, just do it in Purim and no problem. You'll be putter from all the hezek. Okay, I can imagine you guys understand that that is not so posh. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Os Yod by us, he says that Dafka B'yameha, this din of the Ramah is back in the day, a time of the Ramah perhaps, where their simcha was Tahora. Abel Akshav, he says, we're not minig the smach kokach until you get to the hezek. Okay? It's got obviously done only because of the simcha of Purim, not because of your simcha shtus and holiness that some people have that come to damage people and do all sorts of things. That you're vaday going to be chayv. But if it's done through the simcha of Purim, then it would end. Lamaisa Rishon Zalman writes, okay, you have to misyashev heitev to understand what is nichlal b'simchas Purim, what is exactly is considered simchas Purim, and what is just kalsh rostam is vaday going to be chayv in the zikin. And he's not going to be putter at all over here. Vad, there is no heter luvayish other people on Purim, and therefore Rosh Hashanah was very against the minogs of that sometimes happens in Purim spiels where there's lack of covenant Torah and people get made fun of v'chulei all these things taken way out of proportion. Although maybe sometimes it starts in a good idea and it starts with the right kavanas, and sometimes it can be clean and fun, and one has to be extremely, extremely careful. Both the people who are listening and Kal Vachomer, the people who are performing in such things, they have to be misyashiv well. Whether this is something that is smart, whether what is yatzah scharo be'afseido or not, one has to think very, very clearly and speak to his rebbeim before being involved with such things. Sif Gim. Omer ala nisim v'berkas ha'mazon. In the Sudas Purim, we say ala nisim v'berkas ha'mazon. Most years, as we learned earlier on this year, we're not going to say Al Nisim in Sudas Purim. Why? Because we say Al Nisim on Shabbos, because that's the real day of Purim. Over here, it's a funny thing, but we're going to have Sudas Purim, but without Al Nisim this year. But in most years, and even this year on Yudin for Yudalamix, over Al Nisim Birkas Amazon, the Birkas Arts, in Birkas Arts. Vimhitcho Sudaso Piyom, Umashcho Adalaila. If you start the Suda during the day, and it's Nimshach Adalaila, Omer Alanisim, no, you still say Alanisim even though you went to the next night. This doesn't matter whether it's Yudal going into Tezvav or Tezvav going into Tezayin. It doesn't matter Alanisim, the Batur Tchilas Hazura Hazinim, because we generally go after the beginning of the Suda. Just like if you have Shabbos that goes in to Motzei Shabbos and we still say Ritzei because you go after the Haschalos HaSuda. However, it does bring down the Yeshmi Shomer She'ein La'omro. If you're going to bench at nighttime, you go after that time. However, says the Ramah Vanagin Kesvar Rishona, our meaning is like the Svar Rishona. Even if you're going to end up benching after Shkia, even after Tzitzik Kuchavim, you would still go ahead and say Alanis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan Tezvav, Omer Alanis Mevirkas Zamos. Vim shachach lomar alanisim. If you get alanisim and benching, yei shomring the machzir. Told there are those who say you machzir and benching. We saw this. Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel mentioned this shita. Why? Because you're chayiv in a suda. You're chayiv to have bread. If you're chayiv to have bread, you're chayiv to mention alanisim. You forget alanisim, you'd have to go back. However, as Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel points out, there's other shitas. Vim shomring dein machzir oto. Says the Mishnah Berurah. There are those who say not to be machzir oto. Vusafik brachos akel. And we paskin safik brachos akel. We're not going to go ahead and bench again. Says the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'dafka b'suda rishona sh'ochol b'bayom. That's only by the first suda you're going to have that day. The first suda on Purim day. Then you have the shaila. Avol b'suda shni. Let's say you had a breakfast suda already. Okay, you already had a suda at breakfast. Okay, sh'ochol achar b'suda shni. Sh'ochol achar mincha. Even you're going to have a second suda, which is your officially suda's Purim. That can be after mincha. Shikarin suda's Purim. Kvar achol suda achas b'yom. Shuv ein machzirin otol l'kuli. Alma, even according to the first opinion before, would say you would not go back because you already yotzei your suda's Purim by your yotzei with one suda. Elik shemegil arachman. But when you get to the harachamans, yomer harachaman who yasalanu nisim la vosein bayomim hayim bazmanazeh bimei bimei matis bimei mordechai Esther. Okay, and then you go on and say the rest of the alanisim in the harachamans. As I said before, I did hear the same one of the gedolia poskim that perhaps that this year on Purim Meshulash you should lechatchila say it in the harachamans. You're not losing anything. You're mentioning that is shtickle. So does Purim, and therefore you could mention alanisim in the harach. This year. Points out last thing today, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kotan Ted Zayin Omer Alanisi. Then he said like this, Yeshom, Davka Kishalo Yispala Arvisadayin. That's only if you did not Marv Davin Marv first. Aval Kimishi Yispala Shuvay Omer Alanisi. If you Davin Marv, you're as soon as Purim, they went into the night. And then you got together, you Davin Marv, 10 sober people, obviously. Then he says you would not say Alanisi. Some say, even if you daven ma'ariv, you could still say it. You should for sure bench before davening ma'ariv in order to get out of this. Then he says, like, very interesting. If you want to have a takana, that's you could still have a regular marav in a shul and a motzi purim. So he says like this, look at this eitza. Nirak, shemegia azman balayla, when the time comes at night, yivarech birkas amazon, you'll bench, v'yomer alanisim, you'll say alanisim, v'yelech lebeis kenasli spal, then you'll go. You mean you'll wash with your suda, you'll have to eat, you'll say some divrei Torah, you'll then bench with Alanisim. Okay, now it's nightfall, you'll go to the base Knesset, Zadavin, and then you'll come back, and you'll drink, and you'll have more, and you'll have the rest of your Sudas Purim after you've davened Marv. Sounds like a nice eight sober here for those who want to daven Mincha sober, Marv sober, and you're great, and you still have your Sudas Purim afterwards. But I just want to point out, this only works according to what we said before, for Yudalniks going to Tezvav, there's still Shtikl Purim, Tezvav at night, you could do this. For someone who lives in Yerushalayim and keeps Tezvav and has Sudas Purim Tezvav, to do this, Lel Tezayin is a little funny. Okay, you're gonna come back and have the rest of your Sudas Purim after you've Daven Ma'ariv and benched. It's like starting a regular Suda on a regular night, and therefore, Lechor, there will be no more Inyan of benching. Now, I'm not saying that it might be better that in order to get Mincha Ma'ariv in, maybe there'll be a better eight, so I go ahead and get drunk later on, if that's what the person wants to do, but it's really hard to say that that would be anything connected to Sudas Purim. Ad Kan for today.